The following is a sermon by Pastor Ralph Abernathy of Mount Olive Lutheran Church, located in Newton, North Carolina.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Dear Danielle, David, Doreen, Janine, all you family and friends of Johnny William Goforth, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Johnny William Goforth, 1964 through 2013. That's a short life. It's a short life by all kinds of standards these days when people regularly live into their 80s and even 90s. And that makes Johnny's death all the more difficult for you, because Johnny was beloved by many people. I mean, you can see that from the number of people who are here today. You could see how much people loved him, not merely family, but also friends, by the number who came to hospice the last few days of his life in this world, and those who came by the hospital. And Johnny was happy to see you, even when he was in extremis there the last couple of days and he couldn't speak. He could still hear your voices, and I think that brought him comfort. I think that brought him joy to know that you were there and that he was thought kindly of. So thank you for doing that. And I know you thank Johnny for the role he played in your life. And all that is a gift from God, but you know what? That is not a saving gift from God, because we all have friends, and those friends cannot save us from sin and death and hell. Johnny couldn't do that for you guys, and you guys could not do that for Johnny. So, the venue for this evening, the agenda for this service is to not so much talk about Johnny, because you've been doing that for several days. You did that when you visited family. You're going to do that at the family meal afterwards. You're going to be doing that for many days ahead. But my agenda as a pastor is to do for you what the last verse of Abide With Me says. My agenda as a pastor is to hold the cross of Christ crucified before your eyes. That's what I did when I was with Johnny the last couple of weeks of his life. That's what you did, David, when you read scripture and prayed with him, and you, the rest of the family, and you who visited Johnny did when you read scripture to him and prayed to him. You were holding the cross of Christ before Johnny's eyes. Because that cross and the God-man who suffered and died on that cross for the sins of the world is the only one who can shine through the gloom and point us to the skies, point us to the heavens, point us to the house of the Lord where His people dwell forever. Other helpers fell and comforts flee, as the first verse of Abide With Me says. When we're dying, we lose our sensory impressions of this world we're living in. Our eyes do close. We sleep a lot. We grow weak. We can hear voices, but we cannot respond to those voices. And that is when it is especially important to get right down into the ears of the person who is dying and to speak Jesus into that person's ears. That is why it is so very important to read God's word to that dying person, to sing hymns that speak of Christ and Him crucified on behalf of us sinners, so that forgiven we can live eternally, to sing hymns into the ears of that person. Not just little ditty Jesus stuff, praise you Jesus, rah, rah, rah. No, not that at all. Stuff like, when I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain, I count but loss and pour contempt on all my pride. Such as the closing hymn that we're going to sing today, which Audra and I and Janine and David and I think John joined in, and maybe some others. I know that my Redeemer lives. What comfort this sweet sentence gives. He lives who once was dead. He lives, my ever-living head. And you know what? That's what Johnny believed. Now, as a preacher, I'm called to speak the truth. I'm not called to sugarcoat things. I'm not called to spew forth a lot of pious claptrap, because that's a waste of my time, that's a waste of your time, and it does not do anyone good. So I'm not meaning to be offensive here. I'm just going to speak the truth, you know? I would have liked to have seen Johnny in church a whole lot more than I did. I liked Johnny. He was a friendly guy, and I encouraged him to come to church. And yeah, the last few years of his life, he was having difficulties. You know, he beat the odds with that cancer and lived about another 3.5 years. And what a gift from God that was, a gift he rejoiced in, a gift I know you rejoiced in, a gift that I rejoiced in too. But I would have liked to have seen him in church more than I did. See, he didn't come a lot. Again, 4, 5, 6 times a year. That's better than nothing. The reason I would have liked that is the reason I want all of Mount Olive's members to come to church. So, as a preacher of the gospel, I can hold the cross of Christ before their eyes, which will be closed someday in death. So in the gospel of forgiveness, their faith in Christ can be strengthened, because faith is not something we keep alive by ourselves. It is Christ and His Word, the living Word of God, that sustains our faith. I wanted Johnny, as I want all of Mount Olive's members, to come to the sacrament of the altar, because there, in the gift of Jesus' body and blood, we receive the benefits of the cross. His body given up for us. His blood shed for the sins of the whole world. And that means my sins and your sins and Johnny's sins. But as it is, Johnny didn't come to church so much. But thanks be to God, David, when I went by the hospital when you were having that day procedure, you told me that Johnny was in the hospital. So I got to see him then. If Johnny won't come to the church, let the church come to Johnny, huh? And so I got to see Johnny. And I got to hold the cross of Jesus before his closing eyes. And I got to read scripture. And the really neat thing is, I think it was the Tuesday after he went to hospice, maybe it was the Monday of the day he went to hospice, I got to give Johnny Holy Communion. And I'm not bragging on that, I'm rejoicing in that. Because, you know, Johnny always wore that hat, didn't he? He didn't look like himself if he didn't have on that cap. I mean, what a very appropriate picture on the cover of this memory card. Yeah, that's Johnny. And there were some days at the last he didn't wear his cap, but then family corrected that and they put it on him. But that day I came by to give Johnny communion, I asked him if he wanted to receive the sacrament. And he said yes. So I set up communion and we began And I was getting ready to say in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And you know what Johnny did? He took off that cap. Wow, that was cool. That showed reverence and respect. So we went on through the service, and again, Johnny couldn't speak well. So he couldn't really say the confession of sins, but there is another way to do that. I said, Johnny, do you confess before God Almighty that you are a sinner who have offended him by your sins in thought, word, and deed? If so, say yes. He said, yes. I said, do you confess before God that you justly deserve his punishment now in time and in eternity for your sins? If so, say yes. And he said, yes. But now he was starting to get the hang of it. Do you repent of your sins? Yes. Do you believe that Christ Jesus, the Son of God, died for you for the forgiveness of sins? Yes. Do you believe that the word I speak as a called and ordained pastor is God's word of forgiveness to you? If so, and Johnny said, yes. And so then I said what Lutherans do and pastors and priests and other traditions do. And, you know, I know if you're Baptist or something, this seems kind of far out. But these are the words God has given to his church to speak. I laid my hand on Johnny's head. And again, he didn't have to remove his cap because it was already gone there in his hand. I said, Johnny, as a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, in his place, I forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Do you know what Johnny said? Amen. That means yes, this is so. Yes, I believe it. Now, it was the Holy Spirit who preserved Johnny's faith. I reminded him of his baptism into Christ all alone, because in baptism, God makes a decision for us. He reaches out to us. He applies his grace and mercy and forgiveness to us. He washes us in Jesus. He dunks us into Jesus. And God does something. We are united to Christ's death. We are united to his resurrection in baptism. And no, we are not always faithful to that. Yes, we sometimes walk away. You want to know how I know that? Because I did it for about 10 years in my life before the Lord had mercy on me and he grabbed me by the neck and hauled me back into the boat, the ark, the church. He had mercy on Johnny. And he extends that same mercy and love and forgiveness to each one of you. And yeah, if you want to, you can say to hell with that. Who needs it? I sometimes use mild profanity in the pulpit. Live with it. Or you can say, Jesus died and took my hell on the cross for me. He suffered under God's wrath for me. He endured God's punishment for me. When the sky grew dark and Jesus cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? It was so I would not be forsaken by God. So here, and I'm going to say that word again, so if you need to, close your ears. But here's the way it is. God basically said, to hell with you, to Jesus, for those 3 hours on the cross. So when believers come to the end of their earthly lives in Christ, he can say, to heaven with you. Because Jesus prepared a place for Johnny. Jesus was with Johnny as he walked through the valley of the shadow of death. I don't know how many times I prayed that psalm with him, and I'm sure others did too. But the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Yeah, Johnny couldn't eat. He couldn't drink there at the last. His body was wasting away because of the stroke and because of the tumor, which perhaps caused the stroke, and his bodily weakness. But he did not want for God's mercy, God's grace, God's forgiveness, God's salvation in Christ. No, not at all. That mercy, grace, forgiveness, and salvation were there in Himalayan-sized measures for Johnny. When Johnny walked through the valley of the shadow of death, as we all do, he need not fear the ultimate evil of being cast out of God's presence forever. No, you are with me. By the way, that's a name given to Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus was with him. And there, week and a half before Johnny died, the Lord did prepare a table before him in the presence of Johnny's enemies, sin and death and the devil, fear, condemnation. But the Lord served Johnny with his own body and blood at that table. He anointed his head with oil, and Johnny's cup overflowed because God filled that cup so abundantly. And we have it in the psalm. Surely God's mercy and goodness followed Johnny all the days of his life. And when he wandered away, as we all do, the Holy Spirit kept a hold of Johnny. Jesus said in this gospel reading for this service, my sheep know me, they hear my voice. No one can snatch them out of my hand. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. So it was with Johnny. And he dwells in the house of the Lord forever. And as the epistle reading that John read says, you know, he's in the presence of God. He is in God is sheltering him in his presence. It's wiped away every tear out of Johnny's eyes. There's neither hunger nor thirst anymore, no pain, no sorrow, no suffering. There's no death. Death has been done away with. As the Old Testament reading said, God swallowed death up when Jesus swallowed death up, when he died and was raised again on the third day. It looked like, for all the world, like death had swallowed Jesus up, and God's plan of salvation would nothing, come to nothing, forget it. But no, by his glorious resurrection on the third day, Jesus basically put death out of business as far as believers are concerned. Looks like, for all the world, Johnny has died and that's the end of him. No, no, no. The promise of his baptism into Christ is that he lives on. That's a promise of your baptism into Christ. That's the promise of God's word. My sheep hear my voice. I give them eternal life. They follow me. So yeah, grieve for Johnny. Miss him. Rejoice in the good times you had. Feel sorry, if you want to, for maybe any misunderstandings you might have had or any quarrels you might have had or the fact that you didn't remain as close with him as you would have liked to. But, you know, rejoice in this. Your sins are forgiven in Jesus, just as Johnny's sins were forgiven in Jesus. You have eternal life in Jesus, believing in him, just as Johnny has eternal life and is enjoying it now. You have a home in heaven in Jesus, just as Johnny does. And you are going to be raised from the dead one day, just as Johnny will be. Did this, I think it was the day before Johnny died. This is one of those weird Lutheran things, okay? When a person is baptized in the Lutheran church, the baptizing pastor at one point says, I'm going to demonstrate this. I usually stay there, so don't be afraid. The baptizing pastor says, receive the sign of the Holy Cross both upon your head and upon your heart to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. So, before Johnny died, I spoke those words again. I said, Johnny, receive the sign of the Holy Cross that was traced upon your head and your heart to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. God doesn't waste his work. He brings his purposes to fulfillment. He says nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. He says he works all things to the good of those who love God and are called according to his purposes in Christ. See, yeah, Johnny's dead at just barely 49 years of age, but we don't need to grieve for him. We may grieve because we miss him, but you know what? Out of his grace, out of his mercy, out of his love, on account of the gift of his Son, God has accomplished his purposes for Johnny Goforth. And that's something to be glad for. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your lives in Christ Jesus, your Savior. Amen.